Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I consider myself a simpleton of sorts, but I do know three things that happen like clockwork. Number one, taxes are due every year on April 15th. Number two, you can try to avoid death as much as you want, but it comes and conquers everybody. And number three, there's going to be a team in the SEC that is either boom or bust at the start of the year and lives up to the hype or crumbles under the pressure. Who is that team in 2024? Which roster is good enough to go on an epic run throughout mid-October all the way to early November, or suffer one major injury, have a bunch of setbacks, regression sets in, and eventually you start wondering, is it time for a change at the helm? There's a ton of teams that actually fit this bill going into next season, but for me, true boomer bust could actually see them making the college football playoff or not even being bowl eligible is Auburn. And it comes down to three main things. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SECU because we talk about the number one conference in all of college athletics every single day on this platform. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast listening systems. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube. We got you covered 24/7, 365. Follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at SEC Unfiltered. Follow me on social media at SEC at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. And to keep up with everything going on in the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. Is Auburn the biggest boomer bust team in the SEC? Yes, I absolutely believe this. And it's not because of I think that Auburn is going to be going on an epic run throughout the SEC, but I do see the pathway to where, yes, 9-3 is plausible. 10-2 is plausible. 8-4 feels like should be the baseline for you. But also, if you have any bit of setback at certain positions, 4-8 is on the liability. 5-7 is on the liability, and so is 6-6. But what are the three main things that need to happen for Auburn to hit that boom setting? Well, number one, you got to figure out what you're going to do at quarterback. Peyton Thorne, at times last year, showed some bit of promise with his mobility. There was a lot to like about his legs, and there was a lot to like about having a mobile quarterback for a Hugh Freeze offense. Anybody remember Caden Salter? Remember what he just did at Liberty this past year underneath Jamie Chadwell? Well, Chadwell got the souped-up pork version of Salter that Hugh Freeze had been working with for a few years. And so the mobility aspect is really good. And then you got to remember he's a quarterback, and that means that a quarter of the time he's got to throw, and it's absolutely awful. The offense was anemic on multiple occasions last year, especially when you watch the way that these receivers were running routes, finding ways to get open, and Thorne was the number one liability in that passing attack. In fact, you could say that there was a famine on the plains because of that's how much Auburn wide receivers were starving for the ball last year. They were awful when it came to third down conversions through the air. They were awful when it came to completing passes inside the red zone. They relied heavily on that rushing attack. And so what version of Peyton Thorne are you getting? A more souped up, really talented, improved passer who still has the elements of his legs, or a guy that probably needs to be utilized only in sub packages when you're inside the red zone and want to make sure he's the one tucking it and pushing it in? Because that's a thing that could happen. And the good news is, you got a few weeks to figure out what this spring is going to transcend into the fall, and it's going to be a bloodbath in the transfer portal. You may not believe this yet, ladies and gentlemen, but I can tell you, Auburn will be a prime destination if they want a quarterback, and there will be quarterbacks coming into the portal. Maybe they won't be as elite as some of the names that you already saw, like a Cam Ward, and they went to Miami. Maybe they won't be on the same level as DJ Uiagalelei, who went to Florida State, but there are going to be quarterbacks that do hit the portal. And we'll look at the plains and say to themselves, you know what? Not a bad location, an offense I can achieve in, and a team that feels like it's only a quarterback away from going from 6-7 to maybe 9-3. Number two, how quickly does this young offense start to mesh together? You got to remember that this is a team that brought back over 52% of production. They ranked top 50 in returning production on ESPN's Bill Connolly's returning list. Not to mention, they also have some elements back in the passing attack from last season, including several tight ends. But they also went out and they added in arguably the biggest star that exists in the Yellowhammer State. His name is Cam Coleman. And the second that he touched down on campus, he already became basically the king of everything that happens at Jordan-Hare Stadium. He is the number one wide receiver. He is the most talented playmaker that they have on this team. And the good news is he's had an entire spring to learn the ins and outs of what you can expect with this offense moving forward. So imagine if he ends up hitting from the jump. Imagine if you go back and you remember Alabama a few years ago where they added in Amari Cooper. And Cooper was a very solid wide receiver coming out of Florida. And he had a tier of reps with Chris Black. And he actually overpassed Chris Black. And he was probably the main reason why Alabama, as a freshman, won the national title against Notre Dame. Now, there was also other elements that played into it, but naturally, without question, having a go-to wide receiver, guys who can transcend the game overnight, it's influential. And he has that ability. And in fact, I think everybody on campus knows just how talented a guy like Cam Coleman is. So it's going to be really hard to imagine that this team doesn't take that step forward. But they also went out and they added in several other players. They flipped players. In fact, it was flipmas in Auburn during early signing period. They finished with the top 10 recruiting class. How quickly does that clash mesh together underneath a brand new offensive philosophy and identity led by Freeze, and a brand new defensive formality that's changing with now DJ Durkin running the show. All that aside, if the young talent can mesh extremely well with the older talent, what are we talking about? Maybe a middle ground. I'm not asking Auburn to go be a top 25 offense and a top 30 defense, but can you imagine if maybe you got to top 40 on one of those sides and took a little bit of pressure off of Thorne if you were a great defensive front? Imagine if your offense was able to score like regular clockwork. That way, even though your defense was going through some formalities, you still felt pretty good about where you reside. Just one of those sides needs to be able to pick up the pace. And maybe that comes with the form of a Cam Coleman. Maybe that comes with the form of a breakout freshman tackle. Maybe that comes with the form of a linebacker. Who's to say? But as long as you have the key elements there, plus this veteranship overall persona that seems to be carrying a lot of weight in practice, it's very easy to understand why, yes, Auburn of all teams might be able to hold their own against other qualified opponents. The other thing that's really important here when it comes to Auburn is their schedule really bodes well in their favor. But before we talk about their schedule, their season's already over when it comes to the hardwood, but that does not mean you cannot win money by going to visit mybookie.ag. Enter the bracket contest to have up to a chance to win $25,000 or pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, odd boosts, whatever is your style. MyBookie makes it easy for you to play your way and, more importantly, put a little bit of extra cash in your pocket. Sign up at mybookie.ag and take the adventurous and our generous welcome offer with scoring a massive first deposit up to $1,000. And all you have to do is claim the promo code SCCU. But the fun doesn't stop there. You can get up to minute odds on bets, predictions. They help you decide on where you put your money on. And the best part about MyBookie overall, you can bet anytime, any place, from anywhere. Your phone, your iPad, really, if you want to go and just simply do it on your laptop right now while watching this video, go for it. Make sure you visit mybookie.ag, use the promo code SCCU to guarantee your results with up to a $1,000 first deposit. Mybookie.ag has got you covered all throughout the bracket, even if Auburn has already busted yours like it did to mine. But speaking about Auburn being boom or bust, their schedule is really much in their favor. And that's the third thing. Can you hold your own at the start of the year? So that way, when the middle of the season kind of comes and the trepidation starts sneaking up on you a little bit, you're prepared. You look at the way they begin the season, game against Alabama A&M, then at home against California, then you get New Mexico and Arkansas before you have your first major test at home against Oklahoma. And this is kind of where you go with the toss-up field. There's only two games when you really look on the schedule right now that I would be extremely concerned if I was Auburn. Georgia, and that comes on the plains. I mean, that comes behind between the hedges. And Missouri, after a bye week. Besides that, I'm not really worried. And yes, I made sure I left the Iron Bowl on there. We don't know what version we are going to get of Kalen DeBoer. Now, Kalen DeBoer has, I think, the right key P's and Q's to be able to turn Alabama into a dynasty, just like they already are. But he's got to prove it first. And he's got to prove it with the talent that's already reside in Tuscaloosa. You know what you already have residing in Auburn? Players who understand exactly what Hugh Freeze is looking for, and players who are buying into what Hugh Freeze was selling, so much so that they decide at the very last second, let's go ahead and leave my institution to go to this institution. That's how confident I am in the future of Hugh Freeze. Every game's really a toss-up. Oklahoma, what version of Jackson Arnold are we going to see? How about Kentucky? Are we getting a quality version of Brock Vandergriff with all these new pieces, or is it more so Devin Leary 2.0? Vanderbilt, chalk that up as a win. Louisiana Monroe, chalk that up as a win. Who's seeing Texas A&M and saying to themselves, you know what? Texas A&M, they're going to be an elite team next year. They were the other contender for this boom or bust roster. In fact, those were the only two that I even put on my radar, because if quarterback play is exceedingly strong, if offensive line play is exceedingly strong, and you realize that your defense is able to at least make some plays, whether it be with a veteran addition of a Jerrion Thompson or for Texas A&M, Nick Scowerton coming over from Purdue, you're in really good hands. But nobody right now is saying Texas A&M is a elite roster. In fact, you can make the argument, because the game is going to be played at Jordan-Hare Stadium, that might give an advantage to the Tigers. So all these games right now are a coin flip. And even you could probably say Missouri's a little bit of a coin flip. In fact, the only game that I guarantee you that you feel like you are going to fall down and bend the knee is probably Georgia. And the only reason why I say that is because it's in Athens, not in Auburn this year.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, We all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
But everything else, it's a coin flip. So the schedule bodes well in your favor. Can you sustain yourself early on to where maybe when you drop a game, whether it be to Kentucky, whether it be to Texas A&M, whether it be to Alabama at the season's end, it's not a death sentence that puts you at 7-5. In fact, instead, it's more so a roster that where you say, yeah, we're a piece or two away from going to the college football playoff, but you see the fruits of our labor actually hitting. I could see Auburn actually getting a 10-2. I could also see them getting a 4-8. They don't make any moves when it comes to quarterback. If Thorne proves this offseason he's not the guy. And we're going to find out more over the next several weeks. But don't be shocked when you look at Auburn, the culture that's been in place, the way they've added in good up-and-coming talent, and how quickly that talent adapts with the veteranship. If they're not at least entering November, maybe even entering Thanksgiving weekend, as a roster with at least college football playoff aspirations. Doesn't mean that they're a bona fide lock to get in, but certainly still belong in the precipice of the conversation. If you can have that conversation with Texas A&M, with Tennessee, with Ole Miss, with Missouri, if Auburn gets this young talent to attach itself and build a foundation with the veterans, and the veterans take that next step forward underneath Hugh Freeze, kind of like we saw last year with Miami a bit, maybe, just maybe, the Iron Bowl carries a little bit more weight than just bragging rights in the Yellowhammer State. Make sure that you download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems. Make sure you're following me on my own social media platforms, at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media wherever you get your social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We got you covered at SEC Unfiltered. And to keep up with everything that we're doing right here on this platform and for everything that we're doing away from this platform, covering the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure you visit secunfiltered.com. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks. Later.
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up with it?